did scoring first allow you to play with an edge, or did you guys come out with an attitude tonight that allowed you to get those early goals?
I think a little of both. It was a bit of a chippy game too, and I think that got us engaged. And we talked after the game to the team that we need to do that on a consistent basis, not have something happen in order for us to get. But I do think we started that way. I think we had some bite in our game right away as well. So a little bit of both.
Hey, knowing the situation you're up against, playoff picture-wise, how did you want them to approach this game? Was there a message delivered in that respect?
Mm-hmm. We used different words in the locker room, but basically to play with great confidence and have some, like you just said, some bite, and just play with an edge that, you know, we're good too. And I think we lost that a little bit. And again, we've gone over the last games. We talked about it this morning, and we've gone over the games, and yeah, we haven't scored, but the way that we've played is not poorly, but we didn't play with that little bite, you know, that little extra edge that we had tonight. And we have to play like that the rest of the way. We have a chance. I mean, you guys know the numbers better than I do, and maybe we will talk about it tomorrow, but we're not mathematically eliminated, so we're going to play freaking hard every night.
That seemed to be Elvis's best game that he started in a little while. How key was that for you guys to get the solid goaltending play tonight?
We got solid game from everybody. That's the important thing. We want to talk about Elvis. He's competed his ass off all year. He's done that. He'll continue to do that. But the team did that here tonight.
Dean, just how much do you love having Matthew Olivier, not only with the physical presence when there's a chippy game, but then also the offense is able to contribute up to 18?
Yeah, very unique player, obviously. And, clearly why we signed him to a contract. He's a rare breed for sure. We love that he can beat the snot out of people and be physical and still score goals and score assists and block shots and kill penalties. And yeah, it's good.
Your first goal tonight's from Dmitry Voronkov. It's been a while since he scored a goal.
I heard that.
He for a long stretch there, he'd be a big, big part of this team's offensive attack, production-wise. How important is it as we go forward here to kind of get that more consistently, if you can, out of him in particular?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe the numbers weren't there as of late or whatever, and maybe they are because Boone Jenner came back, and maybe there's a little bit of a role shift and what have you. He still played the right way. You think of the block shot that he makes there when it's, 5-1, I think it is, or whatever. He's still doing all the right things. And, we've talked, we don't stress the players or, like, one-on-one, you got to score. You got to play the right way. And how many goals does he have? 20? He's got 20 goals. It's pretty good production. So, yeah, he's going to have – your guys are going to have dips. You're going to have a little lull. But he's still playing the right way through it all. But to see him score tonight, sure, it's great.
Say a quick word about Eric Branson, 800 NHL games, mm-hmm. The role that he plays, and what has he meant to you since his return?
Yeah, just even tonight, like watching his game, and since he's come back, he's heavy, right? He's a, we don't got a lot of size back there, and he provides that for us. He's big, he's strong, he skates, he's very physical in front of the net, and some, you know, people talk about it's not the same, and it's, and I do too. It's not like, you know, back in the day where it's really a hard area, but there is an element of that, and you can provide that in front of the net, which he does. And he's a presence in our room. He's a leader. He's a veteran guy, clearly. 800 games is a fantastic career, and his is still going.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Easy.
Girls.
On the ice, 11.